Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about helping parents support their students' reading at home. And this comes from an article in The Reading Teacher, which is adapted from a book about independent reading. And what the article talks about is how we can, as teachers, really help and partner with parents so that they're supporting a student's independent reading at home, just like we're supporting students' independent reading in the classroom. And there's some very concrete suggestions for bringing parents in as partners and really engaging with parents in a collaborative effort to help students foster their independent reading skills and habits and all of those things that are going to help them become more voracious readers. And so a couple of suggestions I talk about is, well, as teachers, we could actually teach parents some skills that we have as teachers. For example, how to read aloud effectively. You know, there actually are better and kind of worse ways to do a read aloud that's going to help a student, and we should tell parents about that. How to partner read or pair read with their student. What's it mean when you sit down to read with a student? How can you actually help them when they come to a word that's confused? What are the that they're confused about? What are different ways that you can read back and forth together that's going to enhance a student's reading experience? And how do you listen and respond when your child is reading aloud to you? What's the best way to ask questions? What's the best way to respond if they're doing really well or if they're getting stuck? You know, giving those things as teachers, again, we sort of do on a daily basis, but parents might not really have that level of expertise, so we should bring them in on that. And the article spends a long time talking about how to set up a home library, which is very important to building independent reading habits of students. And there's more about this in the full article write-up, but broadly the article talks about three steps. One, which is creating and selecting a space for the library. And not every parent or not every student lives in houses with huge amounts of spare space, and so it talks about it doesn't have to be this massive spot, but even if it's a corner of the living room, a corner of the bedroom, finding a space and dedicating that to being the classroom library, and then using really any materials that work to set up the library. It doesn't have to be elaborate, again. It doesn't have to be bookshelves. It can be crates. It can be any number of things that serve their function of being a bookshelf. And then once you've got the space created, gather up the books and other kinds of text and print. And you can do this in lots of different ways. It doesn't have to be expensive. You know, the article talks about go to a yard sale, go to the library sales, and there's even some sites online that sell discounted books, and there's one of those listed in the full article write-up also. And the third thing about setting up the home library is to display the collection. So work with the student to help them organize their collection by alphabetically, by genre, really bring them in. Help them build pride in their collection by getting them a stamp, you know, from the library of, and then they put the student's name, or letting them create their own stamp. Or, again, you know, making sure that you've got the easier books maybe in one place and the harder books in another place, and ultimately just really helping students feel very proud about the books. Now, one other point the article makes about home libraries is oftentimes parents can confuse quantity over quality, and there's just a lot of books, that's good, but actually, it's really important that we're helping parents see that not all books are created equal, and we really want to have some of those really good books in there that students are going to love and want to reread over and over again. There are any number of those, but making sure, you know, maybe you want to give some suggestions to parents, maybe you want to send them, you know, towards the direction of some of the award-winning books you know for that age students they tend to really get into. And so, again, this is all about how we can convey this information as teachers to parents in a way that builds partnership, in a way that's going to let them support their students' independent reading, and ultimately in a way that's going to help everyone. And that's really what this article is all about. Again, there's more information, especially on the home library side of things, in the full article write-up, so I do suggest that if you're interested, you go ahead and download that. So thanks for watching, and happy teaching!